Final score tonight, Sunday afternoon game, actually. Merrimack wins over Dartmouth by the score of 2-1. Scott Forks with us, the head coach of the Warriors. And, boy, Scott, strange kind of game, especially compared to the other night. Not a lot of good scoring chances for either team through two periods. I guess, you know, on the positive side of things, for you guys, you held a pretty high-scoring team to only 7 shots and no goals through two periods. On the flip side of things, even though you had the 2 goals, you only had the 7 shots yourselves and not that many chances.
No, there wasn't a lot of free ice out there. Both teams really, I thought, shut down the middle of the rink really well. And you just, we consistently tried to go through the middle of the rink, which is what fed some of their chances. You know, they just went north and used their speed and their physicality to kind of get inside us. And for the first 2 periods, it wasn't a factor. I thought we managed it really well. The third period, you know, they were much more effective in that and obviously scored and had some really good chances. But, you know, there were times when you don't have your A game and you got to find a way. And I thought our team did that today. And that's, you know, that's really satisfying because you're not going to play great every night. And but to play a game and to win the game, as I said to the guys after, at the end of the day, the win. You got to go to sleep tonight. And you want a hockey game, and we'll get better from it. We'll do, you know, analyze it, and they will too. But be happy with the win. There's a time that since I've been here that didn't happen very often, so it was nice.
You know, they're a team, as I said, that, you know, I think they're averaging 3.5 goals a game, top 10 in the country or so. You guys have shown an ability to put goals on the scoreboard as well, like Friday night against Army. And yet this game tonight, most of the game seemed like it was played along the perimeter. Why was that?
And in the neutral zone, I think it was largely played because the team without the puck played really hard in the middle of the rink. You know, and that's what you try to do, both teams. Obviously, every team tries to do that every night. Tonight, I thought that was, they were really effective, and I thought we were really effective for most of the night, that we kept pucks to the outside. And, you know, we also got a couple of big saves. And that to me, is when, in that kind of a hockey game, someone's going to win it. You got to grind through it. And both teams did, and we were fortunate enough to be on the right side of it.
Tied to no scores. That unit comes up with a goal just 10 seconds into the game. You know, pretty quick before you know it, bang, bang, all of a sudden you guys are on the board.
Yeah, which is really great. You know, Ty's feeling it a little bit right now, and Harry and Kalen have really fed him well. And so that line, I think, is really starting to feel good offensively. And they got some good chances after that, too. So it's important that they get going. Ty's obviously an important point producer for us a year ago. Now he's showing the ability to do that again. And, you know, his line mates, that line has really come together chemistry-wise.
And maybe better than that, you know, as we were talking about, you limited their chances. I think they didn't have a shot until later on in the period. They had maybe one shot through the first half of the period. Yeah, I don't know that you could have started the game any better defensively.
No, I agree. I thought we really stayed on it. I really thought the energy level by our team was pretty low. And I think that's probably, I asked a lot out of them the last 3 days. You had one team here who had played 2 games a week ago and then had a whole week of practice. You know, we traveled on Thursday, kind of a long trip, and came back late Friday night and then practiced Saturday morning. And unfortunately, you know, it is what it is. But that schedule, I think, might have affected our team a little bit, especially with today being a 2:00 game. So I take ownership of that, and I appreciate that the players got us through it.
You know, somebody who didn't get on the score sheet tonight, but I thought, you know, was very aggressive, especially at both ends of the ice, both defensively, and it led to some chances offensively, was Nick Pierre.
Yeah, he really plays hard. He plays pretty fast, you know, and I think that when he's going north, he's, you know, he's can be a good, really good player. And his line, that line as well, you know, they get 3 young guys in that line and no experience. And, you know, against Army, they had a million chances. And tonight they didn't get as many chances, but that's okay because they played right on the other side of the puck, too.
Right.
So I thought that game grew in that way. It's not going to always go offensively. So I was pleased for them and with them that they got through a game that it wasn't all offense. There was a lot more defense.
Second period early, you get a power play opportunity, get the goal from Antonio Venuto to make it 2-0. And Jack Bookman, you know, like I said, there wasn't a lot of free ice, wasn't a lot of ice to take, but he did find some on that shift and was able to set up a goal.
Yeah, really nice play by Bookie. Very decisive play. Antonio was in the right spot and put it away. You know, it was just nice. And we talked about it because they're very aggressive on the power play, on PK.
Yeah.
And so you're going to have a frustrating moments in that because you might not be ready for that pressure. And they might turn the puck over like they did. But the good thing was that they... you know, stayed through that, you know, until we got, you know, maybe I said, we got to get one opportunity, and it's going to be a 1-0 with the goalie, and that's exactly what happened. So I give those guys a lot of credit, and, you know, Bookie being decisive, which is his nature anyways, but that was a really good play. Like, you watch that, you know, he found the open ice, he got himself low, he drew some people to him, and then was smart enough to move the puck.
You know, the way that worked out, and also special teams overall, I mean, you guys were able to kill all the penalty, all the power plays that they had. You got the one goal. I know coming in, if somebody just looked at the numbers, they had maybe the better numbers on the special teams, but special teams is one of the reasons you guys were able to win tonight. Again, it seemed like maybe a good lesson in that, you know, you stick with the things that you need to do, and sometimes it works.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's an area of improvement that we've had since break, and it's important for us. But I was really happy that, you know, the PK came through for us. They have a very good power play, and they've been running at 25%, and our penalty kill did a really good job. But we used, you know, six forwards and probably five defensemen to get us through those times. Right. Got a lot of changes. None of them played over too long in those situations. So we had fresh legs, and I thought that we did a nice job, you know, triggering and getting pucks out of the zone. So that's important. It's going to be really important moving forward.
Best chances for Dartmouth certainly came in the third period. They got their goal, and also trying to see if they could tie the game up. And you guys, as a younger team, you talked about trying to, you know, learn how to win, you know, finding out how to win games, and especially at home. Seems like the way that you guys were able to close this one out against one of the better teams in the country tonight could be important moving forward.
100%. You know what? The guys just found a way, you know, and when you're playing a team, and they got a little bit on the gas there in the third, you're right, and got some zone time. But we worked through it and didn't let frustration get in the way of our success. And that happens a lot. And, you know, first of all, it's college-age kids, but this happens a lot in life. Frustration gets in the way of your success. And today, I thought we played through that and just found a way to find the W in the game, find the good moments in the game. And I give our team a lot of credit, because that's when you don't have your A game and maybe you don't have your B game, finding a way to win, getting the strong goaltending we got tonight, that can help your season, you know, get off to a really good place.
All right, thanks, Scott. 2-1 win over Dartmouth. Congratulations. Back to Hockey East play next week. We'll see you then.
Thanks, Mike. I really appreciate it.